Library presents Dancing in Cadillac Light by Kimberly Willis Holt. Read for you by Kimberly J. Brown. Chapter 1. Driving My Troubles Away. Grandpap came to live with us the day after the highwaymen arrived to blacktop our road. It was July, hot as cinders. Uncle Floyd called July wet dog days because all month long, the air smelled like a stinky mutt caught in the rain. But that day, not even the heat could keep me cooped up inside like a sitting hen. I wasn't about to miss the excitement. We lived on one of the last dirt roads in Moon, Texas. The only blacktop roads in Moon stretched in front of the rich folks' homes, leaving us to live with the dust and potholes. All my life, I'd heard Daddy say, "Those Dyers always thought they were better than us 'cause they lived on a blacktop road." The Dyers got everything first in Moon. A color TV, a private phone line, a brand new Cadillac. I thought the gravel truck making its way down Cypress Road would transform our lives into something grand. Before Mama ordered me to do the breakfast dishes with my sister Racine, I escaped next door and hopped inside one of Mr. Bailey's cars to wait for the gravel truck. Clifton Bailey's Automobile Salvage and Parts was the most amazing place in